Marty, have to be pleased with getting over the first hurdle in the championship, I'm sure.
Aye, definitely. The first round is just, I'm just thinking of my past 2 years involved with the minors when we both played Armagh. Obviously Armagh beat us in summer, and then the year before the team that won the All-Ireland, the first round was a complete and utter struggle. So it really is a game just about winning and then taking stock and seeing from there where you're at. And whilst league football's league football, you know, the championship tells you where you're at in comparison with other teams. So it's good to get over the line. There's a lot of good things happened, and there's things we can work on, and the boys will improve and progress from that there, I've no doubt.
Armagh's first goal put a point in it, as far as I can remember. He's got three goals inside 3 minutes.
Right.
What a cushion to take into half time.
Right, didn't realise it was that quick. If you had told me we would have scored four goals in the first half against a team that was as defensively well organised as Armagh, I just would have said no chance. But you know, we had worked and prepared for that there, and we'd placed emphasis on the late runners coming onto the ball, and that seemed to be the difference. You know, it caused Armagh endless problems. I thought we squeezed their kickouts really well. The boys were well set up in kickouts, and they understood what Armagh were trying to do, and it really worked. And I thought we frustrated their keeper. And some, you know, when you're one in possession around the middle of the field as consistently as we were, it gives you a good platform to try and go and tag on scores on the scoreboard.
5-10, you know, is a good score on any day of the week. Pleasing to have that, because the other years against Armagh they were very tight games. So going into that, it's confidence in the next round with that sort of tally.
Definitely. You know, these boys are 16. There's boys in the panel that are still 15. You know, there's 16, 17 years of age. They're only stepping out on their journey in county football, and it's a bigger deal in a big pitch like this year with a difficult breeze and a well-prepared Armagh team and a physical Armagh team. You know, it's a big ask for them. So they have to look at that there, and they have to look at that and the scoreboard and the performance, and take serious confidence from it. You know, you want them playing with confidence, because when you're playing with confidence, that's when the performances will be better. With plenty of things to work on, there's no doubt about that there. But as I say, the boys will, you know, they'll improve from this here. I have no doubt about that.
Tyrone were a goal up on Cavan at half time, and Antrim are now in the front door. Mm-hmm. I think the draw has been made after Tyrone and Cavan for, okay. So you don't know who you're playing, but.
No.
What's the next step for the management team?
Just see who we're playing, and then that's 2 weeks' time, and then try and get a bit of homework done on and get prepped up on them. You know, just to see where they're at and get ourselves ready. We have a few niggles going into this game, so we'll have to try and manage that there. And you know, you have a group of the rest of the panel members who didn't get on, some of them, and some of them only get on for a short period of time. There's men taking off, they'll be disappointed, and that's brilliant as a management team that there's men like that there. And you know, I mean, we just told them there now, right, go and show us what you're made of this week, because we'll have to step it up a gear again.
And finally, Derry Miners have been really strong this past probably nearly 8 years, getting past first rounds, getting Ulster finals, winning All Irelands. A big change overall.
Aye, it's good, but again, it shows the great work, you know, that's been done in our clubs and schools. Like, you know, the quality of player, that we're getting at county minor level is really, really impressive and really exciting. And looking at the development squads, the 15 and 16 development squads that's there, and watching club football and schools football, and you see how our schools are competing. You know what I mean? That conveyor belt's going to continue, so it is, which is brilliant. You know what I mean? It's our job now to push them on and help them develop on the next stage of their pathway. And at the end of the day, the end result is getting these men putting the jersey on and playing for our seniors.